What are your initial impressions of the coaching staff and the new offense and how well you fit into it?
I feel like everybody's very excited. You know, the coaches bring great energy. I feel like I match their energy as well. And they're just ready to get me in a lot of different places, and I'm ready to be there.
What do you see out of the offensive philosophy and the system that excites you most as a guy who can be moved around and do some different things?
Right now I see a lot of versatility, not with just myself, you know, with the tight ends and the other running backs as well. You know, the coaches have really emphasized on that not only I would be moved around a lot, but also the other players will too.
When you heard that they were going to hire Coach Nagy, did you go watch, like, Tyreek Hill highlights and, you know, see how he fit in that offense?
The first thing that popped in my mind was the stat I heard. You know, they had a 1,000-yard receiver, rusher. I mean, two receivers and a rusher. So I was just like, I don't know how that ball is getting around like that, but I know it's going to be a good thing, you know, because we have as many weapons as we do to know that everybody's still going to be able to get the ball and get the yards. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
Tariq, what does this offseason do for you as a receiver in that part of your game in terms of developing that, understanding that that is going to be part of your role, maybe more than you were aware at this time of year ago?
It sharpens that too, you know, sharpens all my receiver skills. You know, I get to be out there a lot more during this time because they see what I can do at running back already. Even though I'm still out there running back, you know, still working on that also. It's just right now it's more receiver, and I'm just getting ready.
What did you think about the signing of Taylor Gabriel? It seems to have some flash, kind of like you.
Another thing that popped in my head was I went back to Kansas City, and I noticed they had Tyreek Hill and DeAnthony Thomas, and I just seeing that the blueprint for that team is, you know, almost identical to the blueprint that we have here on our team now.
Which one are you and which one is
Taylor? I don't even know yet. You feel me? It's just whoever scored a touchdown and get that high five, then we'll pick them.
You know, like you said, you talk about sharpening your tools. What specifically do you want to sharpen as a receiver?
Route running, you know, catching as far as, like, when you catch from the backfield, it's a different angle than catching as a receiver.
You had a lot of success as a rookie. I think I talked to you the other day about the top 10 plays that they're showing on NFL.com. What's the key to building on that, not being satisfied after that year?
It's really, I just have this attitude. Like, I don't feel like I've done anything yet. I wasn't in the Pro Bowl. Really not like a definite household name yet. So I feel like I have a lot more to prove, you know. Didn't have any 1,000-yard season in any phase of the game. So I feel like I have a lot more to do.
Are you a guy who sets numbers goals, you know, going into a season if you become the type of guy?
Not really numbers. Like, I can get the feel of a season. Like, at the end of the season, I feel like that I did a lot. And last year, I didn't get that feeling. I didn't feel like I did, you know, enough that would make me satisfied.
What's been your impression of Mitch getting back in the building with him?
He's the same keen guy. You know, he's very smart. And he's just got that leadership mentality about him. You know, even though being young, I still feel like he's a leader, and I can always go to him. You know, if I don't know something on the play, I know he's going to correct it. Comfortable with him in the huddle. You know, he's making audibles already. So it just goes to show how smart he is and how dedicated he is.
Is he taking that leadership, whether it's being more vocal or like that, to a different level with Mike and Mark?
I don't feel like it's a different level because I feel like he's always had it. I just feel like he's being consistent with it, and that's going to show, you know, that's going to get around in the locker room. Somebody being a consistent leader is better than them just being a vocal leader. I like to say it's like that dog in him. You know, if it's back against the wall, he's not going to fold. He's going to perform. And, he really wants that pressure on him. You know, he would be gladly to take the pressure off somebody else and put it on him just so he can, you know, make the job easier for the other person.
What were some of the things you did this offseason to sharpen the receiver skills when you were not here on your own train? How did you work on that?
Back at home, I don't if I go to a 7-on-7, I don't do anything from the backfield. I do everything from outside of the slot receiver. And that's really what I've been doing all my life, you know, because nobody wants to play running back in a 7-on-7 and just get swing routes. So, you know, you want to get the fade balls, the jump balls, and all that. So that's what I've really been working on.
Running back position, what about this offense fits you as a runner?
I like the zone schemes, you know, inside zone running, RPOs. I really like doing that. That's mainly what I did in college, and that's really how I got all my yards in college.
Pick, where were you doing 7-on-7?
In Greensboro.
Yeah,
with my teammates.
Tariq, how do you improve your route running?
It's just you got to get into a habit. You know, it's something that you got to keep doing, like riding a bike. When you finally learn how to do it, it becomes easier, but, you know, you can still do other things to make it better.
When you went back to A&T, did it treat you different now that you had success in the
NFL? No, not really. You know, it's like a family there. They just want more autographs now. They didn't really want the autograph beforehand. But now I think they want to sell it, but they still cool though.
What about the inside zone scheme? You feel like suits you?
I feel like coming from college, that's why I mainly ran particularly. I feel like I'm just used to it. I know what to look for, and I just know how to read defenses when I have the ball in my hand running running the zone.
How do you and Mitch kind of mesh in an RPO?
He did a little bit of it too at Carolina, so I feel like he's used to it. He knows what to read and knows like how to ride the zone. So I feel like we'd be a perfect match for that.
How does Mason White look to you?
Great. The first day I seen him last year, the first day we had like 7-on-7 with the defense, he had mauled somebody, and I was just like, oh, this is what the NFL is. I'm like, oh yeah. So I already know what he's capable of, and I'm just waiting to see it.
How different can the offense be if he's as good as you
think? It can be dominant, you know. They have their dominant outside threat out there, both sides with him and AR. So, and then we have a whole lot of pieces on the offense, so it can just get real crazy this year.
So you chuckled when Nick was asked about Kevin's flexing photo. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, I don't even think I've seen the picture. But y'all just ask questions about him. I'm like, best friends.
Tariq, so people sometimes question how much of a workload you can handle at your size. What makes you think that you can handle more touches this year than you did last year?
Because I'm the biggest guy in the room, whichever room I go in. So, you feel me? I don't think anything, inhibit my style of play. The workload's really never too much for me because you only can do so much in the game. And only one person can have the ball. And it's not continuous like soccer. You know, it's always that break where I get tackled. You know, the whistle blow. I can always catch my breath.
Did you notice
different positions, other than being a running back, maybe the receiver role a little bit. What's that like for you, having to learn?
No, it's not that hard. You know, I feel like I did the same thing last year. I just starting off on it earlier this year, so it's probably make it better. I answered the lady's question, though. She had a question.
Thank you. I was going to say thank you, Trisha. Did you notice a difference in your body, though, after going through your first NFL season, just how you responded in the offseason to come back?
I didn't notice anything at first. You know, I feel like the bye week we had was in the perfect position. You know, it was directly in the middle of the season, so it got us the time to, like, shake back for, like, the second half. And then going into the offseason, I gained some weight. I don't know how I did it, but I gained some weight. So, you know, I'm even bigger than before. So, I know y'all know that's, like, super big now. But, yeah, so I feel like I'm ready.
What are you weighing
at? I'm 190. Yeah, all muscle. Solid.